Jesus taught that money was a means to an end. Did you get that? Money is a means to an end, and not an end in itself. Money is simply a tool, something we use, a vehicle, if you will, to pay our taxes, yes, but also to fund and to support the work of God in the world through the church. Money should not be socked away like a 232-year-old Continental Congress coin minted long ago. Remember, you can't take it with you. There are no luggage racks on Keith Parcell's hearse. There is no U-Hauls behind the hearse. You cannot take it with you. As I thought about April 15th, as I thought about tax day, and as I thought about our journey of faith to hope, I was reminded today that yes, we must render unto Caesar and to pay our taxes, but we must also be mindful of our giving to the mission of the church, to giving to the kingdom of God, for the transformation of the world. If your money can talk, it's not saying Eperbolus Unum. It's not saying In God We Trust. What our money is saying, are you ready? Use me. Use me. As God's people, as disciples of Christ, we are called to be good stewards of all the wonderful things that God has blessed us with. Managers is another word for stewards. We're called to be good stewards to advance the work of God in the world. All we have belongs to God. We own nothing, folks. We own nothing. If it weren't for the grace of God, we would have absolutely nothing. We can't even take our next breath apart from the grace of God. It's not ours. And whatever we have has been given by the grace of God. And God allows us to use these resources, be it money, be it the water, the air, whatever possessions we may have, but they're only borrowed to manage, to invest for a season. But then, at some point, we've got to let go. Where the Bible says to hold on to material things loosely, the things of the world loosely. So why not let go of it in ways that bless others? I think is what Jesus is saying here today. He's saying, pay your taxes, people of God. Pay your taxes. But remember that God's also given us the freedom to manage our money so that we can be generous in our giving to the kingdom of God. One of the blessings we have in this country is that our charitable giving, be it to the church, the Red Cross, or United Way, or any of the recognized 501c charities, is that you can deduct them from your income tax. That's a gift from God, I believe, so that the church can continue its work. The church does not pay property tax. Did you know that? Churches are exempt from paying the county or the state tax. That's a gift from God built into our government system. What's in your wallet? Now, I don't know. I don't want to know what's in literally in your wallet this morning. What has God blessed you with, though? How has God blessed you? How are you going to use what's in your wallet? People give generously if there's an important cause. And we've seen that over the last year. You, the people of God, the people of Bethel, have given generously. Our anonymous benefactor has certainly given generously and funded half of what we've raised to redo our sanctuary, which will be finished on Easter Sunday, by Easter Sunday. Did you know that? We're going to be back in the sanctuary at 8 and 11 in the sanctuary, Easter Sunday. Because of your faithfulness, because of your commitment to God and to Bethel Church, that's a reality. Not only that, 10% of our budget, $53,000. Are you ready for this? Was given to missions last year. Missions of all kinds. The monthly mission request at communion, the part of our apportionments that goes around the world through the apportionment, the World Service Fund, and what you have given to local missions and regional and foreign missions. Congratulations, Bethel Church. You're a tithing church, at least for 2009, and we hope that that continues. 10% of our budget. That means that you believe in the ministry of Bethel Church and the missions that it supports. And we praise God for that and our United Methodist connection. Well done, good and faithful servants. But let us not rest on our laurels. You see, people give when they see their dollars making a difference, when they can see bricks and mortar and glass and stone and wood going up and plaster and drywall. And that's not a bad thing. People give when they see a difference being made in the lives of people, when worship services are made more inspiring and uplifting. People give when they are able to see the physical, tangible results. But it's much harder. It's much harder to give when we send our money to UMCOR or to the World Service Fund or to other charities, when it goes God knows where. We have to trust the systems and the programs that it gets to those hungry, swollen-bellied children in Africa and Central America and Asia and other places. We have to trust that our Christian education programs here at Bethel and in other churches and around the world, that their hearts and minds are being shaped and formed in the likeness of Christ. All these things require a trust in God and generous giving to enable the advance of God's interests in the world. Today, Jesus says, in essence, show me the money. He said that. Show me the coin. Show me the money for paying the tax. All right, I want you to do that right now. Everybody pull out a dollar bill. Come on, come on. This is interactive worship here. Pull out a dollar or a quarter, either one. I want you to take a good look at that dollar bill. Don't worry, I'm not going to take another offering. Or maybe we should. I forgot the first one, right? Pull out your dollar bill. Do you see anywhere on there Tiberius Caesar, son of divine Augustus? No. But we do see things like on the back, right in the middle, what? In God we trust. And I believe liberty is on here somewhere. Maybe that was just on the quarter. In God we trust. That's not just a slogan, folks. That's a challenge. That is a challenge for us to fully rely on God. The acronym for that is FROG, by the way. F-R-O-G. Fully rely on God. In God we trust. A challenge for us to rely on God's grace. A challenge to believe that God will take care of us in the future, just as God has taken care of us in the past. Do we really trust God with our money, with our lives? And liberty. Liberty reminds us that we are free to give to the charity, to the church, to the cause of our choice, to help make things better in the world, and to be faithful stewards of the abundance that God has blessed us with. Let me close with these words from Jesus. One more time. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but give to God what belongs to God. The coin that Jesus asked for had the image of Caesar imprinted on it. The coin was manufactured and minted by the Roman government. And so that coin technically belongs to the government. But guess what? God minted you. God created you. And the Bible tells us that we were created in the image of God. And that means that God's image is stamped upon your heart. You're not your own. You belong to God. And Jesus said, yes, pay the tax to Caesar. Pay your taxes to Uncle Sam. But your heart belongs to me. You belong to me. I created you. I formed you from the dust of the earth. You belong to me, people of God. Jesus said, what belongs to God, give to God. But you know what? It takes a response from us. God has claimed us, but have we truly, truly given our hearts fully to the Lord? Only you can answer that. Only you know whether you have given your whole self to God, your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. Give to Caesar what belongs to him, but give to God what belongs to him. And I pray that you have given your heart, your soul, your all in all to the God who created you, who loves you more than anything this day. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we have been challenged this morning to think about these words. You've given us money to focus on you. What an odd combination. But Lord, we know that only you know if our hearts are right with you, if we are fully yours. And I pray, Lord, that if there is anyone here today who has any doubts whatsoever that they are claimed by you, that they belong to you, that right now, wherever they are, sitting in their seat, will just give their hearts to you, profess their faith in you, and trust in you, and know that they know that they know. As Mike Hurley says, deep down in their knower, that they belong to you. I pray that they'll do that right now and surrender their will to yours. Lord, only you know. Hear that prayer right now, Lord. That prayer of salvation. That prayer of freedom and liberty. That prayer of grace. Hear the prayers of these hearts, O God. In the name of Christ Jesus we pray. And all God's people said, amen. Amen.